In the next few weeks, we're going to take a look at Eve and her problem of perceived lack. We're going to look at wholeness, and we'll examine some not-so-virtuous women according to human standards and see what God's evaluation of them is. We'll look at the fear of God that's evidenced in the reverence and humility of Esther and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Next, we'll see what Solomon says about the woman foolishness, and we'll juxtapose her against wisdom. And, of course, it wouldn't be right to overlook the Proverbs 31 woman, what she is, and what, despite what you may have heard, she is not. We're going to briefly visit the characteristics and terms often applied to women, such as modesty and kindness. We're going to discuss how an unmarried, childless woman can be both a wife and a mother. And we'll also look at Satan's war against women and how it's evidenced in history and in our current culture. I won't say that this course will be easy. As women, we face unique challenges. But God's love and compassion for women far outweighs any threat. I'm so excited to be sharing this journey with you. May God richly bless you as you are changed from glory to glory into a virtuous woman of God. My prayer for each of you is that you will find comfort in God's love for you and encouragement to move courageously forward in His plan for your life. It's so important to remember that we are always in the state of becoming. We are not our past. We have not yet arrived at our goal. We are people in a process. Today, we're going to talk about wholeness. We are defining wholeness as alignment between the spirit, the immortal soul, and the body. Scripture tells us that we are made in the image of God. In Genesis 1:27, we see that God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. The word God here is Elohim. It's a plural intensive, but it has a singular meaning. In case there's any doubt about the triune nature of God, in Genesis 1:26 we hear God speak of Himself in the plural. Let us make man in our image. We know that God is three in one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And yet, He is the essence of unity or wholeness. We see one will, one plan, one message, one sense of purpose. We never see any conflict in the Trinity. The concept of separation and wholeness is actually seen throughout the entire scriptures. In Genesis, man's sin separated him from God, and God was forced to send Adam and Eve away. The word that's used is garwash, which is the same word that is translated as divorce. No wonder Malachi says that God hates divorce. It's the destruction of unity. In the New Testament, we see reconciliation and restoration. Jesus made the two one again, it says in Ephesians 2:14, reconciling those who were near and far away to Himself. To reconcile means to bring back a former state of harmony. The Greek word rapha, to heal, means to make whole again. Then there's the Greek word sozo, which means to save, or to be, and or make whole. What about the Greek word irene, or peace? It means to set at one again. The concept of separation and restoration to wholeness is everywhere, and Jesus is the one who makes wholeness possible. A woman who is whole doesn't have an internal battle raging within. She not only knows who she is and why she's here, but she also understands the value of being made in the image of God. It gives her courage to exhibit the characteristics of her Creator. Her mind isn't filled with worldly expectations that war against her body and spirit and leave her anxious and dissatisfied. Her body isn't manipulated into another form or used for purposes that war against her soul and spirit. Her spirit's at peace, trusting that God is good and only wants good for her, just as he made her. Satan's attack on Eve's integrity was an attack on her wholeness. Prior to the fall, Eve's spirit, soul, and body were in harmony and alignment. Satan's methods have not changed in thousands of years. His approach with Eve is reminiscent of the cultural attacks we're seeing on womanhood today. I hope you'll think about and reflect on wholeness and how it relates to you personally. Do you feel that your spirit, soul, and body are in alignment? Or are you warring within yourself over some of the things that you're facing because of this world system? Have a wonderful rest of your day. I hope you'll post to the discussion board, and I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.